Ernestine Hayes may be best known because of her award-winning book, Blonde Indian, a memoir that chronicles the author's early life between Alaska and California. Beyond publications and awards, however, the state's writer laureate must be nominated to the Alaska State Council on the Arts. In this case, it was by Homer-based writer, poet, and teacher Erin Holloway, says Hayes.
I would like to flatter myself that she recognized lyricism in my prose.
Most know that prose refers to standard writing, or writing that is not poetry or drama for theater. But what is lyricism?
It is prose that has elements of poetry. So that when we say what is nonfiction, creative nonfiction, one common understanding is that it is nonfiction writing that has some of the characteristics and techniques of fiction. And for me, lyrical prose is like that, except it has some of the characteristics and techniques of that are commonly associated with poetry.
Here is an excerpt of Hayes' reading from Blonde Indian. Note how the writing, especially towards the end of the selection, could indeed be read from a poem.
And he'd never take another drink, and he'd be a good husband to Mabel, and a good father to Patricia, and even a good son to old Tom, and a good friend to everybody, and he would never let another swallow of salt water fill his mouth. My God, he should never have brought that last pint of vodka or even the beer. He couldn't feel the tears on his skin or hear his last bubbling gasp as his face sank into the cold, wet, hidden inlet where the smell of the ocean, the feel of the spray, the sound of the gulls, the taste of the salt, the sight of mountain, behind island, falling back and back in shadows and gray and dark green, would never change.
When the laureate program in Alaska started in the early 1960s, it was only for poets. In the mid-1990s, the program broadened to include all genres of writing and is now a two-year appointment. But being the laureate means more than talented writing. It includes working with Alaskans to promote literature and the arts. Another reason Hayes thinks she was selected was due to her recent participation in the Alaska Reads program. In February, she visited 15 communities personally, and later, an additional 18 communities via teleconference.
I did workshops and readings. I visited bookstores and I visited Highland Mountain. I visited different sorts of schools and incarcerated people and senior centers and Beans Cafe in Anchorage. And I just was thrilled and honored to meet so many Alaskans and hear their stories.
That program, Alaska Reads, was an initiative created by the outgoing writer laureate Frank Sose. Hayes says she also has a concept for what she'd like to accomplish.
Asking people of different generations to write and share their stories and perform one another's words.
In the meantime, Hayes can usually be found at the University of Alaska Southeast, where she teaches writing. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.